Belinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of Murder Must Wait, written by Arthur Upfield and read by Peter Hosking. The car slipped through a wide avenue of date palms which laid bars of black shadow across the road, so that it was like traversing a tiger's back. And ultimately the palms gave place to ancient red gums framing the River Hotel. The green roof and the cream-painted front, the wide verandas festooned with passion fruit vines, and the shining spaces of the broad river beyond combined to welcome with cool relaxation. The driver said he would like to take the opportunity for a word with a pal in a public bar, which of course suited Boney and his lady friend. They mounted the few steps to the front entrance, and Alice paused to note with disapproval the several prams and pushers parked in an alcove where they certainly wouldn't cause an obstruction. Boney waited whilst she peeped at the infants, and could not evade the glint in her eyes when they entered the building. In the lounge, the mothers were joined in a school for inebriates. "Same old tale," Alice remarked, sipping ice-cold lager. 11 women drinking their heads off, and 9 kids parked outside because it's against the law to bring them into a pub. I'd make it illegal to leave babies outside a place like this." "It's shady and cool on the veranda," murmured Boney, rolling a cigarette. "So open, too. So safe, perhaps." "Tell me about the baby stolen from here," Alice pleaded. "It's why I asked you to bring me." "I read your mind, Alice, and I agreed to your wish because you have earned a drink." Boney gallantly applied a match to her cigarette. "It was on the afternoon of December the 27th, and Mrs. X brought her new baby here and left it out there on the veranda. When she arrived, there were already 2 prams on the veranda. It was then about 4:15. At 5:20 or thereabouts, another woman arrived, leaving her child outside to make the 4th. This woman said she remembered seeing Mrs. X's baby in the pram. Mrs. X said she was the first to leave at 5:25, so that it was between 4:40 and 5:25 when the child was stolen. Mrs. X states that she had 3 gin squashes, but the steward amends that by adding another 4. Anyway, Mrs. X, according to several women present who knew her, left this lounge moderately sober. She withdrew her infant's vehicle from the rank, bumped it gently down the steps, and set off home to cook her husband's dinner. On the way, she met a friend she hadn't seen for a long time and who wanted to see the new baby. It was then that Mrs. X found the pram empty. 7 gins. Stinko. No wonder," Alice almost hissed.